We're going to go to the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, and great to have him with us on this beautiful Saturday, and that's Bobby Evans. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Marty. How are you doing?
Good. I want to get you in the contest to win the Honda Accord.
Well, these fans, they deserve it more than I do. I'm happy to just be on the show. No problem.
Well, we love having you on, and I don't think you wanted to give the call of the game last night. I think that's one we'd like to forget for a while.
No, I've already forgotten it. I can't remember what happened.
I forget. Yeah, I think it was Lucas Duda got a base hit to shortstop or something. But whatever it was. But you've been busy this morning, so I appreciate having you on, and maybe you could bring the fans up to date on a couple of the moves that have been made.
Well, using our bullpen yesterday is obviously not something we want to do day in and day out, and it's going to ultimately result in us having to option Broadway down to AAA and bring up a fresh arm. Vinny Mazzaro has been sort of our multi-purpose guy down there at AAA. Has sort of been a guy we've seen over the years. Has had some success at the big league level, but you know, really for us was just a guy that could help us at some point, and that point really starts today. We're going to bring him up and have him join us in New York.
Yeah, we saw a lot of Vin Mazzaro in spring training, and I thought he had pretty good spring training and looked like he was perfect for the role that you just described.
Yeah, I think he'll be good for us. And again, in a perfect world, you really not have to use him much, but with us using the bullpen as much as we did yesterday, and this being a six-game road trip, we want to be sure we're secure with our arms down there, and he gives us a fresh arm. We'll send Broadway back, and he'll get a little rest and then get back to it in Sacramento.
Bobby Evans with us, general manager of the Giants. And Bobby, to get Mazzaro, I know this is always the dicey part of baseball. On the 40-man, you had to make a move with Ian Gardick. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, we're at 40, so in order to add Mazzaro to the 40, we did have to clear a spot. It ultimately cost us Ian Gardick, who had such a really good year last year that he got added to the 40 this winter. But when you're injured like that, you're not able to put anybody through outright waivers because he's injured and can't put an injured guy on waivers. So the only option for us to take him off the 40 would have been to release him. So he just had Tommy John surgery back in March. And so he's got a pretty good road ahead to recovery. And so we'll, after we release him, he'll have a chance to look around at his options and certainly be a guy that we could sign back and go to AAA, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
Got it. Yeah, Raph and I were talking about that this morning because I said if someone's injured, you can't waive him. And you've just explained it. So you have to outright release him, and then he has options to see where he wants to go, but I imagine you'd want him back.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a road to recovery for him, not just from Tommy John, but he's got a little hip issue too, so... But it'd be nice to get him back in here in the right time and get him healthy.
Yeah, he had a good year at San Jose. All right, we've had calls all morning, you can imagine, about Jake Peavy and the game last night. And, of course, it has been perfect for him getting out of the gate in 2016. How do you assess Peavy right now and answer some of those issues around Peavy?
Well, very tough outing for him yesterday. And we've seen, we saw... him struggle, of course, in Colorado, and he's made what five starts into the season now, and there's a lot of expectations even in the number four spot in our rotation, and I think he knows that, and yet the track record that you have with a guy like that really is what you hold on to when you see him struggle, and for us there's a long season ahead. We saw how well he pitched, back in San Francisco, just his last start. So you're always trying to weigh, the status of a player. And, you can't look at just his last outings. Sometimes you have to look at the last few outings. And we'll have to give him another shot. And hopefully, he'll get back on the horse and be the guy that we know he's capable of being. Cincinnati's not an easy place to pitch either. It's a small ballpark. So he'll have to, go to the game plan that will make him most effective, and we need him. I mean, he's a guy that we're going to need in this rotation. I mean, whether we can get to a point at some point as the season progresses where he could shift out of that role, we hope we don't have to go there. We want to see him stick into it and stick with it. And it's an important role for us. We're fortunate that we have the starters that we have, and especially with Kane coming back, but also Cueto and Smarja and Bumgarner being off to good starts. But, you know, we need Jake as well.
And Kane goes today, and who knows what the storyline will be after this one. Matt Kane against Jacob DeGrom. The 4-5 spots, it seems, you know, everything's sort of fitting into place except maybe for those two spots and a couple of injuries in the bullpen.
Well, I like what we've seen out of Kane, and today's a test. I mean, we're not going to necessarily score a ton of runs off of this guy, and so Kane's going to have to pitch very well, and the Mets are obviously hitting the ball well, and they're in their home ballpark, and so we've got to do everything we can to contain them and then do our part to score some runs to support Matt Kane. We can't expect us to win the game without putting more runs on the board than we did yesterday.
No, Matt Kane has done well against the Mets. I talked about it a lot this morning. It's one team he has handled over the years, and even during the injured part of his comebacks, he's been pretty good against the Mets. No Joe Panik today, Bobby. An update on him?
Yeah, I mean, probably a day off today, and I get some rest, and hopefully he'll be good to go for tomorrow. So we'll just sort of take it day to day. But you know, he's a gamer, but you know, when you don't, you know, when you after a travel day and you probably have the excitement of playing in your own neck of the woods, probably a little too excited coming out of the box yesterday. So we'll hopefully get him some rest today and get him back out there, if not tomorrow, certainly by Cincinnati on Monday.
Any updates on Tim Lincecum? And again, in light of our earlier discussions about pitching and guys who could be ready, and we could talk about Blackburn and Heston and where they're at. But what's going on with Tim Lincecum? Anything you can share with us?
Well, I know that his agent and Timmy himself have been, you know, managing their not only the recovery and the rehab and the return to, you know, to pitching, but now really managing their timetable. I think that, you know, from every indication I get from his agent, he's very much ready for a showcase. I don't know, you know, what the timetable is. I don't expect it to be long for being done here in Scottsdale soon. I'm not sure of why the delay. I'm not sure of how much longer there will be a delay, but every indication is that the agent wants to see him get out there in front of clubs as soon as possible, try to show what he can do to hopefully help a rotation as his first priority, and depending on opportunities and offers and situations that he gets confronted with or offered, then he would you know, take ultimately the deal that fits best.
Giants interested at all?
Yeah, I mean, we want to keep the door open. I mean, Timmy, he's you know, for us, he's probably going to have to, maybe not for every club, but for us, he'd probably have to start, you know, with getting some innings at AAA, right. You know, just to get a spring training under his belt. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how he is doing and how he is able to bounce back from this surgery to really evaluate him. And really needs to see live hitters, and I think the showcase will probably be more of a bullpen, so there'll still be some testing that he'll have to do wherever he goes.
All right. Hey, tomorrow morning I do the minor league report, and just looking at San Jose, Curtis Shaw, and I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Hinojosa?
It's a tough one. Hinojosa.
Hinojosa.
But, yeah.
And those two and Suarez, you know, they're lighting it up just about every day. Suarez on the mound and Hinojosa and Shaw as hitters.
Yeah. No, they've off to a good start. They're a fun team to watch. And I was able to see Suarez the other day down in San Jose. And, very tough place to pitch in your first full season. And he's doing a good job. And again, the lineup's, you know, built in a way that should score some runs, and guys are pretty good defenders as well. I think they have five first-year players there, and it's a good group of guys that we see as having a lot of talent, and a number of them, as you mentioned, Hinojosa and Shaw both off to good starts.
Yeah, Hinojosa. All right, I got to remember. I got to do phonetically. That's the way I'm going to have to do this. I can see. That's very good. All right, well, I like that. I've always liked Shaw. I like when I met him. And he looked at the wall and he said, "That's the wall. I can hit it over that wall." I said, "All right." I like him. I like his attitude. I like that. Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for sharing the time with us this morning. And I'm looking forward to the game. Kane and DeGrom and tomorrow, Bumgarner and Syndergaard. It's what baseball is all about. So I appreciate you being on.
You got it, Marty. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. That's Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.